All that the Father gives me will come to me. John 6:37. These words of Christ declare the doctrine of election. There are some the Father gives to Christ. This includes God's calling. Those the Father gives to Christ shall come. For however much they resist, God will have his way. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. 1 Peter 2, 9-10. Saving faith is the instrument of salvation, for those who are given to Christ must come to him. There is no other way to heaven but by the door, Christ Jesus. Oh, the power and majesty which rest in the words will come. He doesn't say they have power to come or the desire to come, but they will come. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John 1:12-13. The Lord sends his preachers, his word, and his spirit sweetly and graciously to compel men to come to Christ. And this he does, not by any violation of the free agency of man, but by the power of his grace. God exercises power over man's will, and yet the man's will is perfectly free, because the power is exercised in accord with the laws of the human mind. By irresistible arguments made to the understanding, by mighty reasons appealing to the affections, and by the mysterious influence of his Holy Spirit operating upon all the powers and passions of the soul, so a man, once rebellious, now yields cheerfully to God's authority, subdued by his love. Those God has changed willingly and joyfully accept Christ and come to him with simple and unfeigned faith, resting upon him as all their salvation and all their desire.